Addressing thousands of supporters who pegged Gweru's Mkoba Stadium this afternoon, Mr. Tsvangirai said it is imperative that what he termed progressive forces unite to remove President Robert Mugabe from power. Despite MDC leader Welshman Ngobe's declaration that he would not enter into any alliance with Mr. Tsvangirai, the MDC founding president said he remains open to forging an alliance with the smaller formation of the MDC to consolidate their support against ZANU-PF.
Hatidi chikonzero chinozopuwa kunzi havana kubudirira nokuda kuti pakazei pakati pakazenge pakati saka ndokudaro tinoti vaya vamwe vatakambotanga navo kana vaine chido chokuti vana veZimbabwe vayambuke ngavauye tibate pamwe chete tiyambutse vana.
Mr. Tsvangirai also challenged President Mugabe and other presidential aspirants to a national debate, telling his supporters that such debates, which are now common in most democracies during election time, provide voters with an opportunity to hear what the aspirants have to offer the electorate, helping them make informed choices.
I am challenging all the presidential candidates to a public debate. Tione kuti ane chido ne plan yokusumudzira vana veZimbabwe ndivanani.
He said if elected into office, his party would implement policies that would bring economic prosperity to Zimbabwe and introduce a different culture of governance which promotes tolerance regardless of political affiliation. Mr. Tsvangirai said there won't be any retribution against alleged perpetrators of violence during the Gukurahundi era, despite calls from some of his supporters for alleged abusers to be brought to book. Instead, he said this government would institute a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to look into the alleged atrocities and ensure victims are adequately compensated.
Atikanganwi zvinhu zvakaitika, so there must be truth. Chokwadi ngachibude pachena. Because it's only when you say the truth that you are able to have justice. Nokuti kana usina justice, you cannot heal. Therefore, the truth must be told.
Tsvangirai urged the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, to ensure there won't be any rigging in the election, adding, if the electoral body fails to oversee a credible election, ZEC could be accused of being complicit in wanting to see Zimbabweans continue to suffer. After the Gweru rally, Tsvangirai, who was accompanied by his wife Elizabeth, other senior party officials including Vice President Thokozani Kupe and the Mavambokusile Dawn leader Simba Makoni, addressed another rally in the neighboring town of Kwekwe. Reporting for Studio 7 from Gweru, this is Taurai Shala.